All right, yo. That one. Okay, cool. Oh, okay, cool. And this is it, the podcast and chill, the queer way of life with me, Bushy. I've been waiting for this moment for the longest time. It's finally here. So how y'all doing? I see my gays are here. Nishapmar.
Hello. Sunny Bonaini.
Sunny Bonaini. Ninjaini.
Sikoina.
Sikoina. So one thing about you, Linda, you invented this language. Sunny Bonaini.
If you ask me, I won't even claim it. People were speaking it before.
But are you serious?
No, definitely. In Durban, we've been speaking like that. Choini, choini,
coina. Because I know that my neighbor, Pizzo, uses it all the time. Choini. Like when he calls me, I know it's Pizzo.
It's Pizzo, yeah.
All the time.
No, definitely. But I heard it before. Me and my friends would always converse in it.
Oh,
and then
nice.
it just became the lingo.
Listen.
Yeah, boy.
The lingo. And then we also have Kat over there. Hello, Kat, fabulous.
Boo, 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 boo.
Boo, boo. So the queer way of life, guys, obviously knowing what's been happening, you know, to our fellow, you know,
brothers and sisters
and people that we love and admire so much, the killings that have been happening is something that stuck out for me more than anything, something that has been hurting me for a while. Now, my biggest thing is that when these killings happen, nobody pays attention to what happened to the person. You know, it's just something that's just, you know, just put out there. It's like, okay, another person is there. It's like we really have to fight. Have you ever felt like you're about to be attacked when you are out on the streets?
Yeah, bro.
You're from Durban. You should.
Yeah, bro. No, the thing is, I've had experiences where I felt like, okay, no, I might be in danger. Where I've been in the club, you know, where like a group of straight guys would approach me. That's the experience that I had. But it wasn't. The thing is, with me, people only start getting upset about queer violence and what queer people experience as homophobia when you die. But when you're alive, it's not the chat. When you're alive, okay, get over it, honey. But when you actually die, then only is it justice for, you know, type of vibe. So that makes me sad. Ukuthi, I have to die in order for people to see ukuthi homophobia is alive and it's kicking.
You spoke about justice. Do you guys think that there is enough justice that is served in the community?
Definitely not. For the longest time, I mean, I've had friends whereby there were altercations whereby you literally being attacked by this guy, and the first thing they'll be like, "You are a man. Why are you not fighting for yourself?
Why are you not fighting back?
Why are you not fighting back? So what's stopping you? You know, because we're in daughter. So ushula yini ukuzilwela njengendoda.
Yes.
And that has been one of the things that makes me cringe a lot, because now also when you fight and proving that you are a man, and it becomes a problem as well. Because now they go even extremely violent. You get like a gang of guys that will attack you.
Yeah. And the thing is, when we speak about justice, you cannot, there's no amount of justice, there's no amount of years that you can give to somebody that can bring back the life of somebody that you loved.
True.
So if something, God forbid, if something had to happen to me and I die and I was killed in the hands of a homophobic man, ngishongathiwa uthola u 30 years or 150 years, still that's not going to bring back me. Because I'm a grandson to my grandmother. I'm a son to my father. I'm a brother to my sister. I'm an uncle to umshana wami.
But another thing, someone said something on Twitter and I was like, wow, they said gay men love forcing themselves into straight men, hence why these attacks are happening. And that made me cringe, because I've seen that, you know, not saying that we need to take accountability, I've seen that sometimes we would literally force ourselves into heterosexual men who are not really interested in us. There was an incident that happened, my is like gay fabulous,
you know, right darling.
Now. Like, you know, it's like popping. So this guy apparently touched this guy in a certain way, this, you know, masculine man, and they were beating him up so badly.
Okay, You know what's the chat that I'm having? I'm so sorry. But you know what's the chat that I'm having?
Mm-hmm.
The same way that straight men react to women, that's the fear that they have with queer men. Uh-huh. The way that they treat women, the way straight men treat women, they feel as if us as gay men, we're going to treat them that way. That's why they counter-react that way. That's why women are being killed the way that they're being killed.
Yeah. Say that, are we actually victimizing ourselves as well? Because of the vulnerability that we are used to being obviously given shame everywhere we go.
No, and not to say that we're victimizing ourselves, but I have a straight friend, and before I came out to him, we were cool. We would sleep in the same bed. Everything would be cool. No, I didn't.
You didn't touch.
Because that's not the chat. That's not what I do.
Let me tell you.
And the molestation, babes.
Let me tell you how I lost my virginity. From a guy who was a straight friend of mine. We're from a party. That nigga literally took off my pants.
But the thing
and
is,
did things to me. And I'm telling you this because I was there holding back and being like, oh no, Bushy, you don't have to do. You know, and I didn't even see him that way.
That's the thing. Ugutena, when you didn't see him that way, but he was the one that reacted that way to you. But mina senkhuluma manje, a situation yokut, I'm with a straight man, and a straight man is going to be like uncomfortable around me because he feels like he's going to hit on me. And I actually don't, because you're not my type, firstly, and that's not who I am.
The funniest thing, guys, have you ever been to the toilet, right? Do you know I cringe when I go to the toilet? Because now we are karma, and then once they see that you're gay, they start changing their position, you know? And then chances are you're like, listen, your dick is still small, so it's not gonna get bigger because I saw it, you know, or anything is gonna change, you understand? Yeah. So, but now you always see guys, now all of a sudden when a gay man, especially when you are like me, 10 times flamboyant with the hair and everything. Mange numuntu ajikisa kabhekele khona, you just like, but nigga, I don't care. You're not even my type. Even if you were my type, I was not even gonna do that to you.
That's why I'm telling you, Gutena, straight men are afraid of queer men because they feel like we're gonna treat them the way that they treat women. Period. They feel like we're going to want to take advantage of them. We're going to want to, you know, be on the way that they do to women.
Do you think that heterosexual men don't necessarily, you know, and this is like heterosexual bashing, like bashing the straight guys. Do you feel that they sometimes don't know how to express their sexuality as much as women do? Because, you know, women embrace their sexuality. I mean, straight girl to straight girl, they all touch each other. But if a man does it to another man, it becomes another thing.
It's an issue, you know why? Because of this stigma attached to the whole being with another man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think heterosexual men would ever feel comfortable being around a gay man if they're not in a group of friends.
Yes. Okay.
Purely because they would be perceived as a gay guy.
A gay guy,
true. Because they've seen him with you.
True.
Or with you. Or with
That's what I'm saying. Probably they're very scared. Like, they're not really... Because we do have straight friends. Usually I don't call them straight friends. My friends. Like, they would say, I also have a gay friend. You see?
The most condescending. You.
Gay content. Society has created them.
Uh-huh.
And at some point, we've also allowed this to continue on an end base. I mean, we've got our activations that we are doing, that we're trying to get ourselves to be respected,
mm-hmm.
acknowledged, and to be loved the way we need it to be loved.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's just not happening because we're not doing enough.
But let me tell you something, right? For an instance, by the way, when I first saw Linda on his TikTok, I had a huge crush on Linda. I was like, he's gorgeous. I want to do Linda. Linda, would you do me?
Okay. Boo, 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 boo.
Would you do me? Any given chance.
That's a chat for another day, honey.
Do you know I'm asking this? Because as gay guys, you know, we have this problem of being femme, masculine, yes, bottom, top. And I've realized growing up, being like 33 now, that I'm no longer concerned if a guy is masculine or feminine.
True.
It doesn't really change my life. But however, when you... In our dating circles, it's a problem. If I had to date Ulin, that's the first thing that we are going to say.
Sishana ngamabele. Oh my God.
Like, I totally
feel
like it will be like, yo, what are they doing? Because I need to be feminine. He needs to be extra masculine.
Masculine, yes.
He must be a dinga.
A dinga.
To ourselves, in our minds, we grew up thinking, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
We grew up thinking, or we grew up being told indirectly, or supposedly straight boyfriend, Ugudi, you must act like a woman.
Yes, you must fulfill the feminine.
I got dumped for growing a beard, guys. Bangalasa.
Oh my God.
The guy was like, so when you funu ngidla manje, athenge ngizodliwa wuwe. And then I'm like, but I have an erection, my guy. So what? It's not like I'm trans. So what must happen? So who's going to touch this one? And that's the biggest thing for me that has happened. And I'll sit there and I'll cringe. I'll be like, okay, so now I need to keep being extra feminine in order for me to attract that guy.
Yes. And it's always about his masculinity and protecting his masculinity. Mm-hmm. So you being extra feminine, or protect Tanjayena, or ngobeng it's masculinity, fragile. That's why even guys can't experiment with other guys just on a normal basis, straight guys. But I'd like to experiment and get an experience with another guy.
Yeah.
And put in the logo, if I don't like it, okay, shush up, let me move. Type of vibe. If you do that, then...
With this, sorry to chip in there, I just want us to, also analyze when... And I keep on saying supposedly, because I'd like to say, a guy would say to you, I am straight. And I always, my response is, so is spaghetti until you boil it.
So you're the water.
And gaga choy.
Give me boiling water. I will make.
No, gosh. So icky.
Am I wrong though? I'm not generalizing. I'm not saying all of them are.
Yeah.
But if you're so defensive about your sexuality, it means there's something, there's more to it.
Yes.
Defensive about your sexuality and your character. Nobody's going to go out there and question who you are.
Mm-hmm. Just be confident in who you are. Mind your own business and puza manzi. You know.
Why must now we suffer for?
Go to when how you feel. Why should you kill somebody because they were flirting with you? How many women do men flirt with in a day? When they get into a club and they see a nice girl, they go hit up on her and she's like, no, I'm not interested. When? Because Vela, you're not in my level. Does that mean that girl must kill him? No. So if I approach if I approach a guy right now, I'm like, I think you're cute, I think you're nice, I like you, and I persist for more than 5 minutes, does that mean I need to be killed?
No, the only thing is also now, if you're persisting, I'd actively say, okay, cool, my guy, no. But now one thing that they do is that they drag it. He goes and tells his friend, and then a friend tells another friend. The next thing now, they're all sitting there in the corner, they're looking at you.
But there's never, babes, no matter what you do, but there's never anything that will equate to being killed.
No, definitely not.
It will never.
Definitely not. And I feel like we've tried preaching this too much.
Mm.
And it saddens me that in Africa, you know, as well, as much as in South Africa, we're such a democratic country, but still we live in fear. I fear. Let me tell you, even when a guy looks at me in bigger pants, because I had an incident with some guy at a garage, I went to the toilet, and when I left, Mangpuma, he's like, can't just stop on us, call you, and I'm just like, are you aware of what you just did? And if I had to retaliate at that moment, it was going to be something else. So it makes me really, really sad to see that people don't even see you as a human being.
Yeah.
The first thing that they see is stubborn. In. And we end up doing that to one another.
Because they've sexualized you as a human being. They have sexualized you. Abakuboni as a normal human being. Umuntu esingahlala naye, sibuilde ibhizinisi naye, noma umuntu esingaba umngani naye. They just look at you and think, ah, they're sexualizing you. Hayi mhlawumbe siyangifuna ke kubhushi, ngibukelani bhushi. Vele adungwa ku TikTok ngifuna. Oh my God.
Listen, man, I've got an eye for good looking people. It's a gift. I've got, like, when I saw you, I was just like, yes, yes, yes. But to be continued.
So, and the night is still young.
The night is very young, my darling. The night is very young.
Okay.
Don't worry, you can carry the candle first and just make sure. So that I find the hole, because I've never really topped in my life properly.
Ubay fella na kamang. Driving.
Another thing that has always gotten to me was the classism that we have towards each other's gay guys.
Yebo.
The classism that really destroys me to say, Maguti umuntu upume orange farm, ngengzwane naye.
Yebo.
Nama gay in, I've even heard slangs like, we are the gays of Joburg.
Yebo. No, there'll be homophobia, there'll be racism, and then next to racism, there's classism, and then next to classism, they'll look at you physically. We'll see how do you look physically. And if you don't look a specific way, we don't need you in our crew. You can be poor, but if you look really good, they'll bring you into the
crew. They'll bring you in and try to groom you.
Which
is
very wrong.
Yes. But it happens.
It happens.
To ourselves. Within ourselves.
We do a lot. And I'm also guilty of that at times.
No, I think we've all been through that phase in our life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We used to class one another.
Yes.
He doesn't have money. Chomi, we always buying drinks for him. Oh, Chomi, he doesn't look too good. Oh, Chomi, Hannah Jean, this and that. And that also creates our own internal hate. It makes it so easily accessible for other people to have that hate access towards
us. Yes, because Guatina, we hate ourselves. Exactly. Oh my God.
But when we are sitting with the heterosexual people, we speak better of our own.
I've seen most cases, and as gay guys, we are able to strive a lot. Lesbians are consistently under attack. When someone is trans, have you ever seen us, when a gay person, or let me say a trans person walks in, and you say, ah, shooter. So when you see a trans person walk in with their heels, and you can tell, Guti, this is a man. Like, the process hasn't really started. Like, you know, they were born male, but now transitioning to be female. We always sideline them. We don't want to be seen with them. Are we scared because we're going to get attacked because we're seeing with them, or just trying to protect her? I don't know.
I mean, personally, my absolute best friend is trans and is going through the process. So you can see visibly, it's okay, no, we are going through the process. So I don't resonate. Because young gay trans, I mean, Ngibo Nayo is a good friend of mine.
Have you been with a trans male?
No, I have. Trans male.
Power to me. Anything that looks like a man, I can date.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
I think I'm pansexual. Is that what they call it now?
Babes, you're not gay, or you're not bisexual, or you're not homosexual. You are trisexual. You try anything that is sexual.
Bisexual.
Yeah. You try anything that is sexual. Asexuality. Mark me present, ma'am.
Does it have two legs?
It doesn't have two legs. And doesn't know how to gyrate.
Is it trisexual? Like, what kind of a trisexual?
Yo.
You don't think you mean?
We try sexual, right? We try aguasani, baby.
See, now I'm thinking triangle.
No, as in try, babes. T-R-Y. One thing about you.
So, no, wait. Go back to this now.
Yeah.
He asked you a question. Do you see yourself being with
a feminine guy?
A feminine.
Like him?
Yeah. The thing is, ish guys, I'm joy look difficult, it's shame.
Join me,
I'm still in the process. Yeah. I was thinking about that flame, you know what? You know what? Yeah. I think I could probably do that because I found myself attracted to, feminine guys as well. So mm-hmm. I think it's something that I would do. It's just I've never done it and it would be very foreign for me as well. But things that what I was last week is not what I am today. Yeah. So I know if I had to try it out and I experienced it and I enjoyed it, I'd still continue.
But let me tell you something. Have you seen those guys that we call straight acting? Yeah, especially if you're on Grindr, you'll know what we're talking about.
It's very emotionally
unavailable.
When you're
on Grindr, those don't know Grindr, it's like a gay hookup site, right? Yeah. So when you're on Grindr, people write on their profiles, I don't want fat, I don't want a feminine guy, no fat, no femmes, straight acting, cute, and that is what, that's like, what they want to date. Yeah. But now it also just leaves me in a space whereby, why would you put that on your profile?
Yeah. The thing is with me, where do we separate your preference as a person to you just really being closed off and you being, rather we say, femme phobic, body shaming other people? Nasty, you're just being a nasty person.
Because I've seen guys that are straight acting and then after you've had a few glasses of whatever, when you're a bit tipsy, you're drunk, and then he moves from being Sean, sharp, sharp, then to...
And shiny.
And then to the person saying,
I saw you.
But now also, the weirdest thing that has ever happened to me was meeting someone, because you know there's this thing of us playing roles of I am top, you're bottom, you're verse, you're whatever. And I've never really understood that concept because I've seen guys that top but bottom very well as well. And it happens, guys. I am fully top. I know guys that are feminine but who are fully top. Who don't even... also, good lafaki kwai kwai. That time when are you thinking it's still taboo even in the queer community, guys.
No. Uh-huh. We've had a conversation about this.
Okay.
Over a glass.
Mm-hmm. Vino.
I mentioned that I was with a guy.
Yes.
Said he was straight. And we had a nice night out, mm-hmm. Got to my place, and I thought it was going to be ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
Got shot. Oh gosh. You get to that moment.
Yes. Yeah. Melek shawe in nay nay. My sister is shy nay nay.
Uh-huh.
I'm about to do my acrobat and he's like, no wait.
Oh my God!
No, obviously I feasted, my darling.
Mm-hmm.
Making a song, But then it shocked me because this person came to me. Also, I had my own intentions. Moki was sorted. He had his own intentions, but he didn't verbalize it.
Mm.
It shocked me when we got to that point where we had to be sexual.
Oh wow!
And, after I had topped him, I was expecting him to come and top me afterwards. And then I took a couple of things and I said, okay, I'm not going to say.
How?
How?
What's that, selfish?
In the morning.
So,
when he took a shower, he's like,
so, what are you saying? Is it not nasty though?
It does happen that you get to a point where sometimes a character of a person or how you portray yourself, whether I use too much of my hands when I speak or I twang, sound like a woman, has absolutely
nothing to do with your preference.
My preference of sexuality.
Yeah, yes.
Understand.
Okay.
It shouldn't really matter as to is he really that feminine.
Mm-hmm. True.
If he can get an erection.
Okay.
And if he can move his body,
mm-hmm.
and find the hole, darling.
Yeah. Are you window shopping? Life is not to bomb.
Life is if, not to bomb.
If my granny's watching, yeah, talk. Because I... No, guys, that, I may be laughing, but my granny, I shall be... She'll be on the YouTube, darling.
But yeah,
like, if you look born.
No, but I mean, you grew up very openly gay, right?
Yeah, yes.
You also grew up very openly, so did I. I think when you grew up very openly gay, you are very liberal with even when you date. Because I remember my mom used to tell me all the time that, like, she'll ask me, who are you dating? And then I'll tell her this guy. Uzo Titemba, we are sevens. Ngithi mama ka sevens. Woo! Like, we had that conversation. And then I find myself with most guys who are literally, who are in the closet. They end up not being able to express themselves and being truthful to what, to who they want to date and getting the right advice. And for me, it also shows me that we still have a long way to go to, like, in terms of parents allowing their kids, when you see their child is gay, you give them literally a stand in the community. You give them so much power for them to be able to look at themselves and accept themselves. Even though I know that if my father was still alive, he would have been like, hey, when? But because I retaliate with everything, Oksalai, I would have still been, you know?
Who you were.
Who you are.
Within the community, does it really matter? Because you grew up in KZN.
Yeah.
And you grew up being openly gay. But the community itself, where you grew up, were you really accepted?
I was ashamed.
You had to come across any...
No, shame. I grew up in like a normal teenager that
you
went
dated
through...
in high school?
Yes, that went
you
through the...
You had a boyfriend,
same,
a girlfriend?
Yeah, boyfriend. I had girlfriends before, but I was like, nah, that's not
that
what I like.
That is so unfair.
And then I had
I
a boyfriend. No, I enjoy it. I did it.
I used to crush on each and every guy, but
no,
I never...
No, I mean, the guys in my school were so open.
What
and
school
they were
was
so,
this?
It's in just a normal high school. It wasn't anything extravagant, darling.
Can't be the township.
It was basically the township.
Public
but they were
school.
So lalela public. They were so. I got best bamba bamba.
I would
enjoy me.
Miss that
no,
high school.
No, or pelam nangangengane when I was supposed to be a child. So I didn't do those things.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. It was just writing letters. But no, in at first when I was, you know, going through the stage of, you know, what do you call this when you
puberty
and you start finding out what actually you like and your preferences, I just took a hiatus and I was like, Yazutin, I am gonna tell people, we'll see, this is what I am and this is what I do. Which right now at this point in time, I don't feel people necessarily have to come out. That's also a chat that I feel like we should
have. I
also
don't think
we
have to.
Do people need to come out of the closet as if now, because straight people don't do the same. But I did it regardless, and my peers accepted me, and they were just like, all right, let's move. I see. And the thing is with me, I had another friend that was in school that was also queer, but had a different experience. It wasn't the same experience that I had.
Were you the straight acting one?
No, I was the girl.
Were you the girl?
I was the girl.
The girl.
I was openly queer. But the thing is, the boys, babing tanda, bang tingle my bev, bang tingle my go happy, Jay. But my friend's narrative was very different to me. But maybe there's certain privileges that I have that she didn't have, he didn't have, but now it's a she. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was just like.
It was more of transphobia, sure. Because at school, when you're extremely feminine, like, guys don't really play with you that much.
But at the time, we were quite kind of the same. But I mean, I could fold, you know. I could be like with the gents. Maybe it's, oh, let's play something. Okay, darling, cool. You know, but she wouldn't do that. You know, like, she wouldn't engage with the guys. She wouldn't do. But I think she would have wanted to.
Obviously.
Because, I mean, engaging with guys
there's
doesn't...
There's no way you don't want to be touched when you're going through your puberty.
You know, so the experience was very, very different. And I always think to myself, I say, you know, what privilege maybe did I have at that time that allowed me to go through that? Or maybe is it because when I came in at school, that wasn't my first move, which I'm queer. Maybe that was the case. But yeah, we did have that.
But now, also another thing that I've realized, like... With us as a queer community, as a matter of also understanding what queer means to us. Do you know, I struggle. I'm going to be honest. You know, sometimes when I look at someone and then they say, I am they, I'm like, what is they? You know, there's so much that I also need to teach myself as a gay guy, because sometimes as gays we think we're more privileged than the others. You know, we feel like we have more power. So when we learn about they, I'm just like,
True that. It's a shame. Nami, all they never understand. But one thing that I struggled with was bi. If a guy came through and it was like he was bi, I just rolled my eyes and be like, hey, I am here
to understand a bi guy.
And
this is like open conversation. I'm here to understand. Because sometimes I feel like they're such greedy motherfuckers. Because he will sleep with Sbusiso and go to Ntabiseng, skip Ntabiseng and go to Mandla and come back to Sibongile. And then now there's no consistency. Because I've always said, if you're bi, listen, if you're going to date someone, be with them. You know, because I believe in monogamy so much. And I've seen that shit doesn't work, actually.
Yes.
And do you think that maybe in the queer culture, Redifebe?
Yeah. Yeah, monogamy is something for the heteros, babes. Put my gun.
But I love being monogamous. Oh, guys.
The thing is, we're taking heterosexual norms and implementing it in our lives.
So are you saying, we're taking, as gay men, we are not capable of being in one relationship?
It's not about capability, but it's about the outside pressures. Okay, so ngimbonile buje eme nomunye umfana manje, ngimbonile seme nomunye umfana, so manje sengizomnikeza ilabel ukuthi akuve is fab. No, babes, it doesn't apply. It's fab, humble business, fab, antu akho, ma wakho. You cannot subject your heterosexual normalities to me. Mm-hmm. Because for me, it's not even the same. I can't go up to this guy and be like, oh, I like you. And for him to be like, all right, let's get it on. It's different.
Wow.
It's different.
I've never seen it that way. I'll be
honest. It's different.
I've always believed that we can really be in love and stay with one person. I've never understood, I can't. And the reason why I left Grindr, because I can't. I've been to Factory before, and the only thing I've done to Factory, I've stuck to one guy the whole night. I am that type of person. I don't know, or maybe insecurities, or like, angwazi ukuchampa champa.
Ingoba sengenela. About easy into something about straight, you've been programmed with it. You've been watching it on TV. You've been hearing it every day in media. This
so
is what
you
see.
So what are you simply saying?
What I'm simply saying is, do what you do. What works for you doesn't work for me. If it works for you, babes, hang it's okay, shut up.
You know what's my biggest concern? Because with gay men, we are more prone to contracting HIV, AIDS, we easily get the disease.
HIV was called the gay virus.
Exactly. So sometimes when I see people, and I also think that sometimes sex is just spiritual.
Hey. What a ha-ha.
There's a lot of...
What a ha-ha,
I am
my
one
darling.
Person, I can't do wine stands very well.
Yo.
If he fucks me good,
yo,
I'm going to take his ass all over the world.
Hold on. So- oh, gosh. Babe, she puts her clothes in. Oh, man. All the best.
The other time. No. Wait. Let me save this moment. You are hitting on my man. God. That I just found.
No.
So, Linda, listen. I see a guy. Oh, we're at McDonald's. He's hitting on a man who's supposed to be my man.
But he wasn't
and
yours.
Then, gives the numbers. And then I'm like, how dare you Big Mac. You are taking away my Big Mac. No, my friend, stick to the fries, my guy. Stick to the fries.
This is what happened. We walked in. We were from an establishment. It was a function we were attending. Very finished as we were.
Mm-hmm.
Mac and cheese. Ordered. So this guy, cute, short girl. Handsome man. The counter.
Look at your face. You still even
Sabawell.
So I found this guy attractive. He's not saying anything, but both of us are flirting with this guy.
Yeah.
He's not initiating anything. So I said to this guy, where's the pen so I can give you my numbers?
Yeah.
The guy goes to the kitchen. He brings a slip. A paper slip and a pen. I wrote my numbers. Did he not lose it?
But But you didn't initiate, Wena, so you lost. You snooze, you lose,
he
darling.
Was supposed to he was supposed to write my numbers. Hunna, 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 me.
Njaini, join me.
I strongly believe it should have been me.
Njaini, join me.
But anyway, we survived. It ended in tears.
Darling, I was sobbing on the floor. He was at me. And, you know, I felt like
but didn't you have a boyfriend? Did you have a boyfriend at that time? Didn't you have a boyfriend? Didn't you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, but I have a boyfriend of five.
But still, I mean, hello.
Hello, darling. Flex.
Breakfast.
Yep.
There's boiled eggs, there's chicken livers, there's mince, there's tomato.
And yes.
There's fried, there's scrambled. So at that time I had lamb shank and tea. But it was.
So you felt like what? Boiled eggs?
Done. Chumi was almost done. Ultimately, it was just the bone left. So I had to try something else on the buffet table.
No, I totally hear you.
Crying session, and you were also crying with me. I'm sorry, Johnny, I didn't mean that. And when I got to my house, I was like, oh, come cook a date in the morning. Guess what?
But what's a callback?
I called him, he's like, trying sharp, sharp. It's one at least. So,
at least.
Communication was not.
Yeah, flow.
I know, we flowed in.
So I was saying, I thought no, cool, my gun, Jen.
I'm trying, don't point. And then Waktalan. One thing about Amandota. Why Mabebugatinabebugimali?
But we have enabled them.
Amandota, I'm a prostitute.
But we enabled them. Remember, because no.
And okay, I'm lying. One thing about me, Choimi. I will live for Indota.
You will live for Indota?
Yes.
So what would you do?
Gizo inigeza.
Also inigeza everything.
If right now, ngiwina 1 million from
Milotto. Oh my God, you're attracting so much drama in your life.
If right now, ngiwina.
Your DMs will be lit.
Lalela Chomi, this is something I always speak out loud. If ngiwina 1 million from Milotto, 900,000 uzoya kwindoda. Mina ngiso sala no 100,000. Futhi kulo 100,000, u 80,000 ngiyo extenda kabondoda. Because I believe in yona. Yes.
Hello, Mutu, this team. Hey, Wena. What's this team?
Oh, daughter, babes.
You're not even, but are you serious?
You're serious, babes.
What is this? Is that the level up? Are you stigmatized?
No, babes.
We've been at 100,000.
If it's ifuna, baby, if I have 2,000, it's a baby, you're doing a 1.5. So you need 1.8. I'm going to 200 rand. Oh, if you're madly in Ghana at the end of the month, salary I'm young and at 10,000, you need to get into it.
So, how is Humble Cafe still surviving till now?
Baby,
because
I believe in Indota. Indota is the one that pays for Humble Cafe stock. Utsini.
Njani, because you are giving him 80% of everything.
Babes, I can't explain it, but it is what it is. Because it do what it
I
do.
I have never in my life. You are Linda. Hey.
It's fine.
I'm in the city.
Mara, oh, 100%. It's fine.
To be 60% heavy, that's what you say.
Let us say men to men.
Not even 60% 80, babes.
I was going to say men to men.
Men, I meant to men, babes. Mm? No.
I was say men to men.
Yeah.
You men to the provider. Can't be men to men. Because there's no balance there. Listen.
Okay. What is your equation? What is your equation then? What should the man provide and what should you contribute?
Better if they don't. Oh, well, now they do.
Okay.
Better if they don't know that I have a business.
Sexual to what man provide and assets in Talagwe household. When you fagaba, 50-50, 60-40.
I've never stayed with a man.
It depends on.
Nana, who better got a job where it's not giving you, you know, something that I can see.
Assets in the equally right. Assets in equally right. Number
okay.
B.
Okay.
Yeah.
I say
50-50. Yeah. 50-50. One thing about I'm a gay, I'm a manga. Yeah, 100.
No, I'll end up spending more.
Oh, so you agree? What's it?
I do, but I'm saying I'm not gonna allow it now.
Yeah.
Can I say something? I've never dated someone who's in financial bracket as me. Like I don't have millions. But I've always had guys that are just like, you know, umama akasebenzi, baba akasebenzi, you know. Or when I've dated well, it was only when, like, I used to get flowers once in a while, you know, fly to Cape Town there and then.
Yeah.
I have never really met a guy who's a 33-year-old who has, you know, a solid life, as a gay guy that I mean.
Yeah.
You know, and I've always been more of a...
Provider.
Provider.
Yes, you're
but
the nurturer.
Now I've seen that
you're the...
You don't want to be an enabler as well.
The thing is with you, do you feel like if somebody had to come and provide in your life, they would be enabling you to use them?
No.
So why do you think that for the other person?
Because
of your past experiences.
Do you know, do you know how many sneakers I've lost?
So no, but so one guy, you're gonna punish the other guy because of the other guy's mistakes. Wrong, Choimi. Provide all of them.
You must provide.
Choimi, Laleila.
No, man.
I believe in Indota.
Unless
Indota is the hill I'm willing to die on.
Yo, hi.
It's fine.
You know what? I need to bring you here after this. Linda Dunn, kill me. Linda Dunn sold the team to nothing. Like, it's sad. To the wolves.
It's fine, guys. It's fine. It is what it is. But I mean, I'm telling it like it is, because it is what it is.
Oh, okay, Linda. Now we hear you, and we are happy for you. You will be the provider. I am yet to get someone who's willing to really come to the party, because you must be careful what you're providing for and what you're enabling.
One thing about you now.
I'll never give anyone that power over me. Like, to say, I'll help you. I want to see you do well. If you're dating me, there's no point of me seeing you doing worse. Just because if I can provide, I will assist you. But one thing that I will not approve of is me just giving you money for the sake of to win daughter.
Yeah.
Because now I'm in daughter. So.
But hey, I'm in daughter, guys. I believe in you now. I only debate. It's not up for chat.
So after this podcast, then he's gonna see his DMs.
Yeah.
Hey,
Lalila, guys. I mean,
how you doing?
I have had my daughter do everything for me, and ngangi help. And Masik Twanga was an opportunity to do the same.
Oh, give us an advice.
Enjoy me. I go to they got the sending. Siabonga kos. Siabonga kulinkulu. Moyo engwele.
Buzile ka tukeza la.
Kana
no koko mahamba.
Kana no mami mahamba. And strong.
Uba no koko mahamba.
No koko ngem mahamba strong. Ngeng was ukutshela phela.
People must share. No, people must share.
Guys, I said mina, I believe in indoda and ngizoyenhla indoda. So,
but if you know, I think umuntu uyazikhethela into ayifunayo.
Yeah, bro.
And I think that's it. But more than anything, I think as the queer culture, we are on the road to learn to love each other, love ourselves, and love everything that we're about, and support each other's businesses, and be able to see each other flourish in everything that we do.
Yes.
Because I live for that.
Love to see it.
I'd love to see it as well. And with that said, the queer way of life, guys, it's been exciting. I am literally gonna say, till next time, you're killed. Stay awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, the crush offer still stands if you're willing to.
Hey, one thing about me, babes.
Yeah, you know, just.
After this, we're going for some drinks. So, Sasa Boina.
If anything happens, I'll tell you in the next podcast, guys.
How?
If Linda said yes or no.
Oh.
But yeah, it's one of those.
So, So,
with that said and done, guys, thank you so much to Soul Cafe for hosting us, and much love, the queer way of life with me, Bougie. More conversations to come.
Thank you.
Really?
That's great. That was great. Thank you so much, gents.